Good morning, dear Boston. I'm John Boutrous, and Kelly Financial's Safe Money Strategies indeed carries on every Saturday morning right here on WRKO 680 on the AM dial and online from just about anywhere. And we are in our 20th year, 2 decades. I remember being a young man thinking 2 decades, 20 years. It seems like it's so far into the future, but time just goes so fast. We have a lot on the show today, as we do all the time. One of the things that I'm going to be discussing with Mrs. Kelly would be, let's call it the good, the bad, and the ugly of annuities. It's a tool, nothing more, nothing less. And using that tool in the right way is no different than using any tool in your workshop. Use it correctly, and it will serve you. Use it incorrectly, and not so much. We'll also be hearing, of course, from the advisors at Kelly Financial, and I believe young William Kelly, who is not so young anymore, will be popping in for a little chat. So stay with us, and we will be right back on this lovely spring weekend where it just seems to never stop raining. Okay, see you on the other side of this short break. Radio.
Safe Money Strategies with John Boutrous and Kelly Kelly. Call Kelly Financial on 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Retirement is a time to enjoy the fruits of your labor, but is also a period when financial stability becomes more critical than ever. So seeking expert financial advice is essential regardless of your age. Professional guidance ensures your assets are allocated wisely, helping your money last as long as you need it. The advisors at Kelly Financial will help you take charge of your financial future and preserve your hard-earned wealth to enable you to focus on the retirement you've dreamed of. We have a free investor guide called Designing Your Fiscal House to Weather the Elements, which highlights the steps needed to build a balanced portfolio. For the guide and a free consultation with a Kelly advisor, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly at kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies. Call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org. Come retire with us.
Good morning, dear friends and dear listeners. I'm Kelly Kelly, and welcome to our show on this fine Saturday morning. I'm here with my handsome son, William Kelly Jr., as we chat every Saturday morning. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Mom. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I have a powerlifting meet tomorrow. I had a very eventful week. I was able to attend my wrestling coach's Hall of Fame induction in Norwood, and that was a very spectacular moment. It was an honor to be invited, and it was an honor to watch the coach who impacted my life so incredibly much receive an award that, quite frankly, he undeniably deserves without question. And he has earned that medal. Really, it's a plaque. He's earned that plaque. He has earned the title for countless years of service for other high school kids and wrestlers. And as a coach and as an amazing referee, and he got me started in the coaching. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to have the ability to coach. I wouldn't have been involved in wrestling, probably quite to the degree that other, you know, no shade to any other wrestling coaches. And maybe it's a bias because he's my wrestling coach. And I, you know, it's like you think your wrestling coach is superior to all others, but he really has an amazing track record. If it wasn't for him, I don't think I'd be so into wrestling as much as I would or am. I wouldn't have been coaching youth wrestling.
Well, I feel like he connected with you, and this sense of discipline like emerged from you.
I've never had it before.
A few years ago, and it was quite amazing to watch you grow.
Funny thing, he sent me a voicemail a couple days ago, and he wanted to thank me for going. And he said, I appreciate you letting me have a part in your life, having some influence over your life and the direction your life is headed. And so he just quickly said, I appreciate it. Congratulations, Coach Mike. You've earned it. You've earned all your titles, and myself and everybody else from Forested Abbey commends you, and we're so happy. Good luck with the future seasons. I know that we are a tough bunch of people whenever you have to coach. So
the parents appreciate him as well.
Good. Well, back to the powerlifting meet. Tomorrow is the big day. Today is weigh-in day. I will be determining my weight class. I will be determining what category I'll be competing in. I'll be competing in two categories, the open category and the junior category. My goal is to set Rhode Island records, state records for the bench press, deadlift, and squat. So my goal is all my opening lifts are state record placers, but I also want to beat my own personal records at the meet. Tomorrow's the big day. Your birthday is coming up in a little bit. Happy birthday. This is an early birthday gift, this
Thank
competition.
Thank you, William.
I'm sorry that this is what you get right now, but...
Oh, you know what? Just being with you and being with Mary Madeline is special.
Well, don't worry, because Mary Madeline and I have a lot more planned.
Oh,
a lot more in store.
Well, we had fun last weekend celebrating her birthday,
yeah,
and you actually did both.
Yes, I did.
You were a good brother, and you attended her birthday dinner earlier
and then
drove to Massachusetts for the Hall of Fame event.
Since it was in Providence where we ate, the traffic was about 20 minutes shorter than if we left home. Al Forno's, ladies and gentlemen, the best Italian food you could ever eat in Providence.
I want to wish everyone a wonderful rest of the weekend, and do keep us on your dial. In today's show, Mike Doucette and Charlie Gable will discuss the potential rise in estate taxes in 2026 due to the expiration of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. They'll explore how choices can shape your legacy and your family's future. Mary Madeline Kelly and Greg Murray will discuss the pitfalls of cherry-picking stocks. I will return with John Boudreaux. We will discuss annuities, what they are, whether you need one, and the nuts and bolts. We will also have some wit and wisdom from Bill Kelly. William, thank you for chatting with me this morning. I love you, honey.
I love you, too. And I look forward to next week's show.
Safe Money Strategies, brought to you by Kelly Financial Services. Call 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org. Come retire with us.
Okay, my friends, let me tell you about Kelly Financial Services. It's time now for a reality check. You think you're going to retire at 65, maybe play some golf, spoil those grandkids, do a little traveling, kick back, and not worry about money again. But many retirees have these dreams dashed because they didn't plan, and the realities of life comes crashing down. Inflation isn't going away. Social Security is looking shaky, healthcare costs are rising, and what about your nest egg? That has to last 20, maybe even 30 years in an uncertain world. That's why you need a plan. That's why you need Kelly Financial. They're hosting a masterclass on one of the most misunderstood tools in retirement annuities. It's called Annuities, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And it's packed with straight talk, straight smart strategies, real solutions. Classes are April 22nd and 24th. To sign up, call 888-800-1881 or email Kelly at kellyfinancial.org. 888-800-1881 or email Kelly at kellyfinancial.org.
Good morning and welcome to the show. You are listening to Safe Money Strategies, and my name is Mike Doucette, Chief Operating Officer at Kelly Financial. Accumulating wealth is no small feat. It often comes from years of hard work, smart decisions, and sometimes sacrifices. But without careful planning, a significant portion of this wealth could disappear to taxes. Taxes that, with the right foresight and strategy, might be reduced or even avoided altogether. Now, imagine the power to influence the fate of your wealth even beyond your lifetime. Imagine ensuring it benefits your loved ones or the causes and organizations you hold dear. Achieving this vision requires an effective estate plan. In today's show, we'll dive into the choices you make or neglect to make today and how they can shape your legacy and your family's future long after you're gone.
Hey, good morning. This is Charlie Gable, investment advisor at Kelly Financial. So estate planning is like piecing together a puzzle. Skip just one piece and the whole scene might look different. It's not only about preserving the money you've poured sweat and time into, but also about helping to ensure your family's path forward. I know it sounds daunting, but it's generally worth the effort. Need help? We're right here. Ring us for a free, no strings attached chat at 888-800-1881. Or please dive into the rich resources we've got waiting for you on our website at kellyfinancial.org. Let's take that crucial first step together, helping protect both your future and theirs.
Sorting out your estate should be one of the areas that are front and center in your retirement planning. In a moment, we'll explore some foundational principles to get you started. But where do things really come alive? Our personal consultations. We're not about one-size-fits-all answers. We thrive on tailoring strategies just for you.
One of the more time-sensitive blunders in estate planning actually revolves around a ticking tax bomb, the scheduled increase of estate taxes in 2026. At the heart of this upcoming shift lies the expiration of provisions from the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Now, the TCJA, when introduced, significantly increased the estate tax exemption amounts, allowing many individuals and families to transfer greater wealth without incurring the federal estate tax. For a limited number of years, those changes presented strategic advantages in estate planning, enabling a more generous transfer of assets and reduced tax liability. However, the catch with the TCJA is its temporary nature. Many of its provisions, including the estate tax relief, are actually set to expire at the end of this year. This means that starting in 2026, unless Congress intervenes with new legislation, the estate tax exemption will revert to pre-2017 levels, adjusted for inflation. So what's the impact? Potentially millions more in estate taxes for unsuspecting heirs.
For individuals and families hovering near the exemption threshold, this rollback could pose significant financial challenges. In addition, estate plans crafted under the TCJA's guidelines might become quickly outdated, causing unintended tax consequences. This serves as an important reminder that estate planning isn't a set-it-and-forget-it endeavor. As tax landscapes shift and laws evolve, it's important to revisit and potentially revise estate plans to help ensure they remain tax efficient and aligned with one's legacy vision.
And understanding the intricacies of tax codes can be important in estate planning, particularly when it comes to the step-up basis. But what is this concept, and why is it such a vital component in estate strategy planning? At its core, the step-up basis is a provision in the tax code that adjusts the value of an inherited asset, say real estate or stocks, to its market value at the time of the original owner's death. This step-up can substantially reduce the capital gains tax liability for heirs if and when they decide to sell the inherited asset.
Let's paint a picture. Imagine an individual who owns a piece of real estate that has significantly appreciated over the decades. Recognizing the challenges of dividing a physical asset among three children, he considers selling the property with the intention of distributing the proceeds as an inheritance. On the surface, converting real estate to cash may appear as a streamlined solution to help ensure each heir gets an equal share. However, selling a highly appreciated asset during one's lifetime triggers capital gains tax on the difference between the original purchase price and the selling price. This means that the heirs would inherit only the after-tax amount, potentially losing out on a significant sum.
So let's consider an alternative. If an individual holds onto the real estate until their passing, the property benefits from the step-up basis. Their children would inherit the asset at its stepped-up market value, which helps to minimize capital gains tax if they decide to sell. Now, depending on the appreciation and potential tax liabilities, this could translate to tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars in saved taxes, ensuring the children receive a larger portion of their intended inheritance.
Falling into traps like this is all too common when retirement planning operates in a silo, detached from an estate planning strategy. Coordinating both areas is essential, as decisions in one can greatly affect the other. By understanding provisions like the step-up basis and integrating retirement and estate plans, individuals can optimize their financial legacy, helping to ensure that their loved ones benefit from every possible advantage. Charlie, what about the tax consequences of leaving an IRA to beneficiaries?
So I'd say tax deferral has been a cornerstone piece of advice in retirement planning for years, and rightfully so. You know, by deferring taxes on assets, individuals can harness the power of compound growth, allowing their wealth to accumulate faster. Now, as a result, many retirees find themselves with substantial balances in their 401ks or an IRA or other types of tax-deferred retirement plans. Now, while these nest eggs are celebratory evidence of prior planning, they can also morph into potential pitfalls if they grow beyond what's required for one's retirement lifestyle.
When retirees are positioned with account balances that far exceed their lifetime spending needs, it's important to pivot and consider the tax implications for their heirs. Essentially, what seems like a generous inheritance might actually come tethered with significant tax liabilities.
And historically, this wasn't as problematic as it is now. Earlier provisions allowed surviving spouses as well as non-spouse beneficiaries to actually stretch the taxable distributions of those inherited IRAs across their own lifetimes. This stretch IRA approach not only spaced out tax liability, but also permitted beneficiaries to enjoy those sustained benefits of tax-deferred growth on portions of their inheritances. Now, however, the landscape shifted with the introduction of the SECURE Act and its subsequent iteration, the SECURE Act 2.0. Under these new regulations, most non-spouse beneficiaries are now required to withdraw the entirety of the inherited accounts balance within a decade. So this 10-year rule essentially condenses the timeline for tax liability, potentially bumping beneficiaries into higher tax brackets during that time.
While this might sound like a maze of tax complications, it underscores the necessity of forward-looking estate planning. Navigating these nuances and regulations requires experience. Working closely with a knowledgeable attorney and financial advisor helps ensure that your legacy intentions remain intact and your heirs receive the full value of your generosity, untangled from unexpected tax burdens. Charlie and I need to take a quick break, but we'll be back later in the show to continue our conversation.
Kelly Financial Services, 888-800-1881.
Ready to enjoy your golden years without worry? At Kelly Financial, we know retirement planning can be overwhelming. With more than 21 years of experience, our friendly team of advisors makes it easy and stress-free. Trust us to help you create a secure and enjoyable future. For a free initial retirement consultation, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Join us for a free master's class on April 22nd or April 24th called Annuities, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, where we'll break down what's good, what's not, and the must-knows. Annuities can provide guaranteed income and security, but they're not for everyone. Seats are limited. To reserve yours, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
The Money Wrap with Kelly Financial Advisors, Greg Murray and Mary Madeline Kelly.
Good morning. This is Greg Murray, Senior Vice President and Chief Compliance Officer at Kelly Financial Services. Joining me today is Mary Madeline Kelly, one of our wealth advisors. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking. I actually celebrated the big 2-8 recently, and I can tell already that this is going to be a very good year. My brother has been enjoying reminding me of how close I am to 30, but hey, I heard your 30s are even better than your 20s, so I am okay with that. How about you, Greg? How are you doing today?
Not as good as you. As you near your 30s, that means I'm near my 40s. And well, I'm a lot closer to 40 than you are to 30. Other than that, I'm doing pretty good, trying to stay positive during these volatile times.
Well, that actually brings me to another big topic that we see all too often, cherry picking stocks.
Absolutely. This is something that comes up all the time. People hear about a stock that's down, maybe Tesla took a dip, or they see a company they like Newsmax, and they think, hey, this could be my golden ticket.
Right, and that's the problem. Buying stocks like that without a plan is like throwing darts at a dartboard and just hoping for the best. Sometimes you hit the bullseye, but most of the time, you don't.
Exactly. As financial planners, we don't believe in gambling with retirement funds. Our job is to help create a solid plan that works for them, not just chase the next hot stock. The goal isn't to strike it rich overnight, it's to build long-term financial security.
And let's be real, if it were that easy to get rich picking stocks, everyone would be doing it successfully. But the truth is, most individual investors underperform the market when they try to time things or make emotional decisions.
So what should people do instead? Well, they need a well-structured plan, a diversified portfolio that aligns with their risk tolerance, timeline, and retirement goals. That's the approach that actually works.
And let's talk about why diversification is so important. Instead of putting all your money into one or two stocks, spreading your investments across different asset classes, stocks, bonds, real estates, and more, that will help you reduce risk and smooth out volatility.
And this is especially important for retirement accounts. The goal isn't just to grow your money, but to make sure it lasts through retirement. If you bet big on a few stocks and they don't perform well, you could lose a significant portion of your savings. That's why we stress having a solid foundation first.
And we also get it. People want to have some fun with their money, and they may feel strongly about certain companies. That's where we recommend making small investments, which minimize the amount of risk you're taking.
If you want to pick a few individual stocks because you believe in them or just want to try your luck, then let's do it. Think of it as your play money, not something you rely on for retirement.
Exactly. We tell clients all the time, if you want to invest in something speculative, go for it. But do it with your money that you can afford to lose. Maybe you allocate 5% of your overall portfolio to speculative positions. That way, if it works out, great. But if it doesn't, it won't derail your financial future.
That's a great point. And let's also talk about the emotional side of investing. People tend to get emotionally attached to certain stocks. Maybe it's a brand they love, a company they believe in, or just a gut feeling. But emotions shouldn't drive investment decisions.
Right. The best investors keep their emotions in check and stick to a disciplined strategy. That's why working with a financial planner can help you get an objective perspective that helps you stay on track even when the market gets turbulent.
So let's summarize. Cherry-picking stocks is risky, and most people don't do well with it over the long term. A solid retirement plan is built on diversification, discipline, and strategy, not chasing the latest stock trend.
If you do want to pick stocks, do it within reason. Do not make large bets. Have fun, but don't risk your retirement security on hunches or headlines.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Stick to a plan, build wealth responsibly, and avoid the dartboard approach.
Well, Greg, thank you for your expertise as always, and I hope you have a fabulous weekend.
You too, Mary Madeline.
To get in touch with Greg Murray or Mary Madeline Kelly or any member of the Kelly Financial team, call 888-800-1881.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial Services. What do you look for when choosing a financial advisor? We like to believe it's based on shared values, trust, and knowledge. We've been serving clients in the greater Boston area for more than 20 years now. If you have investable assets and want to learn more about our experience, call us 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org to set up a free retirement consultation. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
That was one small step for Neil Armstrong, but when it comes to your financial future, it's a giant leap. Achieving your desired retirement isn't a leap. It requires good planning, one step at a time. Let Kelly Financial help you take those crucial first steps today. To get started, call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies with John Budris and Kelly Kelly. Call the team on 888-800-1881.
And we're back. I'm John Budris, the co-host of Safe Money Strategies. And as always, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. As you've been doing now, are you ready? For 20 years. Well, for many retirees, annuities offer something rare in today's financial landscape, and that's guaranteed income for life. With markets being up and down, sometimes like a roller coaster if you look at this week, with inflation rising and with our longer lifespans, annuities can deliver that steady stream of income almost like your own personal pension. And many people look at it that way, as if you're vesting your own pension. And these can cover your essential expenses without the worry of outliving your savings. But the question of the day, how do you choose the right annuity? What questions should you be asking of your financial advisor? And what features matter and which ones are just fluff? So today we're diving into the how-to guide every retiree should know before signing on the dotted line for that annuity, if at all.
And with me is Kelly Kelly, CEO of Kelly Financial, the firm that's been helping hardworking Americans in the Boston area retire with confidence now for 22 years. Kelly, welcome back.
Good morning, John. Always great to be here with you and our listeners.
Kelly, a lot of folks have heard that annuities can provide lifetime income, but many still aren't sure how they'll fit into the bigger retirement picture that they're trying to develop. So can you help us break that down?
Absolutely. Annuities are one of the most misunderstood financial tools out there, but they can play a key role in retirement income, especially for those looking for guaranteed sources of income.
So let's start at the beginning again. Let's just define, what is an annuity?
At its simplest, an annuity is a contract with an insurance company. You give them a sum of money either all at once or over time, and in return, they agree to make income payments to you either immediately or later on. Think of it like creating your own pension. You're exchanging a lump sum for a guaranteed stream of income, often for life.
That sounds good in theory, but as always, the devil is in the details, right? So what types of annuities are out there?
Good point, John. There are several types, and it's important to know the difference. An immediate annuity starts paying income right away, perfect for someone already retired. A deferred annuity allows money to grow tax-deferred until you're ready to start drawing income in the future. Fixed annuities offer guaranteed interest rates and predictable income with no market risk. Fixed index annuities, also known as FIAs, are tied to a market index like the S&P 500. You get some of the upside potential without the downside risk. There's usually a cap on how much you can earn in a good year, but you don't lose money in a bad one. Then there are variable annuities, which are more like mutual funds inside an insurance wrapper. They offer growth potential, but with more market exposure, more risk, and usually more fees.
And that's where people sometimes get burned, right? High fees, confusing riders, and hidden costs.
Exactly. Some variable annuities can cost 3 to 4% a year. There can also be surrender charges if you withdraw money early. Some riders are worth the cost like guaranteed income riders, but others add little value. That's why it's critical to understand what you're buying and how it fits into your overall retirement plan.
So it's not that annuities are good or bad. It's all about context.
Right. When used correctly, annuities can be a powerful tool for lifetime income, market protection, or even legacy planning, but they should complement a broader financial strategy, not replace it.
So here's a question we hear a lot. What's the difference between an annuity and life insurance?
Great question. Both are contracts with insurance companies, but they serve opposite purposes. Life insurance protects your loved ones after you pass away. Annuities are designed to provide income while you're still alive. I like to say annuities are like life insurance in reverse. Instead of protecting others from your death, they protect you from outliving your money.
I love that way of looking at it. So let's say someone listening is 5 years away from retirement. How do they know if an annuity is right for them?
Here's a simple rule of thumb. If your Social Security and any pension income won't cover your basic living expenses in retirement, and you want guaranteed income you can't outlive, an annuity might make sense. On the other hand, if you have a large nest egg, low expenses, and you're comfortable with market ups and downs, maybe not. It really comes down to your goals, your income gaps, and your tolerance for risk. That's why we offer a complimentary retirement income analysis at Kelly Financial. We help clients evaluate their options. If an annuity makes sense, we'll explain it. If it does not, we'll say so, no pressure.
I can vouch for that. Your team has always been generous with time and advice. They're good listeners, and you keep it simple, especially you.
Thank you, John. That means a lot.
Now, I know you also have a few resources available for folks who want to dig in a little deeper.
And we do. First, our free investor guide, The ABCs of Protected Retirement Income, is a great place to start. It breaks down fixed index annuities, how they work, what they cost, and whether they're a good fit. And coming up, we're hosting a special master's class called Annuities, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. That's happening Tuesday, April 22nd, and again on Thursday, April 24th. We'll cover everything we've discussed today and more, but space is limited, so we encourage listeners to call and reserve their spot.
That sounds fantastic. To sign up for the class, get the free guide or book a complimentary appointment with the Kelly Financial Advisor, just call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. That's it for now. All the time we have, it goes so fast. But stay with us, and when we come back, we'll talk about how annuities can work with workplace retirement plans and how to handle withdrawals and inflation. You're listening to Safe Money Strategies right here on WRKO and streaming on the iHeart app. And we've been on the air 20 years, two decades. My, how the time flies. But believe me, we're just getting started. We'll be right back.
Safe Money Strategies, brought to you by Kelly Financial Services. Call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Join us for a free master's class on April 22nd or April 24th called Annuities, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, where we'll break down what's good, what's not, and the must-knows. Annuities can provide guaranteed income and security, but they're not for everyone. Seats are limited. To reserve yours, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. If you're considering fixed index annuities, we have a free investor guide that might help you make a more informed decision. It's called The ABCs of Fixed Index Annuities and outlines their benefits and limitations. For the guide or for a free consultation with one of our advisors, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies, 888-800-1881. Come retire with us.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business.
And we are back. I'm John Boudres, co-host of Safe Money Strategies. And as always, thanks for spending your Saturday mornings with us. Today, we're going to be diving into the nuts and bolts of annuities. If you're nearing retirement or already there, this is a must listen. Now, you may be wondering, what are annuities really? How do they work? Can they actually provide the guaranteed income that I'm counting on? Well, whether you've heard that an annuity is a retirement silver bullet or a potential trap, we're going to break that all down, the pros, the cons, and what you should know. Because like any tool, using that tool appropriately is what makes it count and what makes it work for you. And an annuity is no different than a chainsaw. You just have to use it in the right way. So joining me this morning is Kelly Kelly, CEO of Kelly Financial, and she's here to walk us through the facts, not the fables, but the facts, so you can decide what's right for you for your future. Good morning, Kelly, and welcome back.
Good morning, John. Great to be with you again.
For those of you just tuning in, Kelly, can you explain exactly what are annuities?
Of course. Annuities are contracts with insurance companies designed to create income, especially important once your regular paycheck stops. There are different types of annuities, and some offer the potential for growth without being directly exposed to the stock market.
So annuities can offer predictability, something a lot of folks are looking for in retirement. But let's get into the nuts and bolts, the actual details. Are there things to watch out for?
Absolutely. When shopping for an annuity, be selective. Don't pay for features you won't use. Always ask about fees and guarantees. No annuity is one size fits all. So explore your options. Some annuities even include long-term care riders that provide benefits if you become chronically ill. Also, be sure to ask about new products. There are some exciting newer options with lower fees, more flexibility, and stronger guarantees. But not every firm offers them.
Well, let's be specific. Earlier, we talked about surrender periods. That seems like something that could trip people up.
It can. Most annuities come with a surrender period, usually 5 to 10 years. That means if you withdraw more than 10% per year, you could face penalties. So if someone needs full access to their money soon, an annuity might not be the right fit. But for long-term income planning, the surrender period usually isn't an issue.
Got it. What about annuities in your 401k plans? Are we seeing more of that out there?
Yes, more and more. The Secure Act made it easier for 401k plans to include annuity options. That means guaranteed lifetime income can now be built into your workplace retirement plan. It's great for people without pensions. Just be sure to understand what kind of annuity is being offered. Some are simple and low cost, while others are more complex and carry higher fees.
And of course, the big one, the big bomb, inflation. Are annuities still a good idea in a high inflation environment?
That's a very important concern. Traditional fixed annuities don't adjust for inflation, so your purchasing power can shrink over time. That said, some annuities offer inflation riders that increase payments annually. Others are tied to market indexes, which can also help grow your income. But these features come at a cost, so you'll want to talk to your advisor about the trade-offs.
All good to know. Let's now talk about the type of annuity featured in your investor guide, fixed index annuities. What sets them apart from the others?
Fixed index annuities, or FIAs, are unique because they combine the benefits of growth potential and protection. Unlike traditional fixed annuities, they pay a steady interest rate, or variable annuities that are directly invested in the market. FIAs are tied to a market index like the S&P 500. If the market goes up, you share in the gains. If it goes down, your principal is protected.
But there's a cap on the gains, is that right?
Yes, there is. A cap sets the maximum return you can earn in a given period. That's how the insurance company manages risk while still protecting your principal.
I know many listeners wonder how their investors get paid. So let's just clear this up right away.
Absolutely. With FIAs, there's no upfront fee that comes out of your pocket. The commission is built into the product and paid by the insurance company. So clients are not writing a separate check for advice. At Kelly Financial, we're fully transparent about how we're compensated. And as fiduciaries, we always put our clients' retirement goals first.
Thanks, Kelly. Any final thoughts?
Just this. Retirement should feel like freedom, not fear. If you're relying on hope or guesswork, it's time for a better strategy. Annuities might be part of that plan or maybe not. But either way, don't go it alone.
As always, great advice. Remember, it's your money, your future, and you're the one in the driver's seat. If folks want more information, Kelly, what's the next step?
Call Kelly Financial and speak with one of our advisors. They'll explain how annuities could fit into your personal retirement strategy. You can also request our free investor guide, The ABCs of Protected Retirement Income. It's a 6-page resource that explains the pros and cons of fixed index annuities and helps you make an informed decision. And if folks are just starting to explore options or have questions about an annuity you already own, join us for our upcoming master's class, Annuities, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Fantastic resources, Kelly. To register for the class, get the guide, or schedule your complimentary consultation, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. That's all the time we have for this segment. Thanks again for tuning in. You're listening to Safe Money Strategies, heard right here on WRKO and streaming on the iHeart app. We're proud to be in our 20th year on the air. We just hit that milestone, and we're just getting started. We'll be back in just a flash. Taking care
of business. Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. Call Kelly Financial on 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org. Come retire with us.
You wake up. You go to work. You have lunch. You go home. You take the dog for a walk. Then you go to bed. Your day and night routines, you do them without thinking. But do you ever think about your retirement? The team at Kelly Financial has helped clients plan for their retirement for 21 years, and that team knows retirement is no routine matter. Call 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies. Call 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Safe Money Strategies. I'm Mike Doucette, and joining me in the studio is Charlie Gable. On today's episode, we're discussing some common pitfalls of estate planning. Charlie, next on the agenda is charitable giving. What should our listeners be aware of?
Well, the landscape of charitable giving and its intersection with tax benefits has seen a substantial shift in recent years. That 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, for instance, increased the standard deduction, pushing a significant number of taxpayers into a position where itemizing those deductions no longer made financial sense. So among this group were individuals steadfastly committed to supporting causes close to their hearts, such as their local church or a favorite charity.
This legislative pivot substantially slashed the number of taxpayers who itemized, and consequently, the numbers benefiting from deductions tied to charitable contributions. However, it's important to recognize that many donors, driven by a genuine selfless act rather than tax breaks, continue to their contributions undeterred. Enter the Donor Advised Fund, or DAF, a vehicle that can align a donor's charitable intent with advantageous tax strategies. At its core, a DAF is a philanthropic account sponsored by a public charity. Donors contribute to the fund and receive an immediate tax deduction for the gift. Over time, donors can then recommend grants from the fund to their charity of choice.
And here's how a DAF can magnify tax benefits. Imagine a donor accustomed to gifting, say, $12,000 annually to a beloved charity. Instead of maintaining this yearly contribution, the donor could opt to front-load 5 years of contributions, ultimately depositing $60,000 into that DAF in a single year. And this move affords them a sizable $60,000 tax deduction in that year. From there, the DAF can distribute the typical $12,000 to the designated charity annually. Through strategies like these, donors not only ensure that their charities continue to receive steady support, but they also optimize their own tax positions. And charitable giving, with the right planning, can be both a gesture of goodwill as well as an efficient financial move.
Yeah, thanks for that example, Charlie. Many are aware that gifting assets can be a generous and strategic way to pass on wealth to the next generation, but an oversight that's often missed is the utility of the annual gift exclusion. By neglecting this opportunity, individuals may inadvertently miss out on a tax-advantaged approach to gifting.
Well, the annual gift exclusion is a provision within the U.S. tax code that does permit an individual to give a specific amount to as many beneficiaries as they desire without triggering any gift tax. So for 2025, this exclusion amount is set at $19,000 per beneficiary. So let's dive a bit deeper into this. The notable aspect here is the per beneficiary stipulation. For instance, if you have three grandchildren, you could gift each one $19,000, totaling $57,000 without encountering the gift tax. And that's just from one individual. If you're married, the scenario becomes even more favorable. Each spouse can make these gifts, effectively doubling the total amount. So using the same example, a couple could gift their three grandchildren a combined total of over $114,000 in a single year, all without invoking the gift tax.
It's also worth highlighting that outright gifts to a grandchild or more remote descendant up to the annual exclusion amount are generally not only exempt from the gift tax, but also from the generation skipping transfer tax, or GSTT. This means that a grandparent could, for instance, provide financial assistance for a grandchild's tuition or first home purchase without any added tax penalties.
Yet, as with most financial strategies, the key lies in the details. To optimize the benefits of the annual gift exclusion and to navigate potential pitfalls, it's paramount to consult with a professional. This isn't just about avoiding taxes. It's about thoughtful, strategic wealth transfer that helps to ensure your financial generosity has the desired impact without any unforeseen complications. Working with a knowledgeable advisor can illuminate the nuances and guide you towards decisions that align with your financial and familial goals.
As we wrap up today's show, I want to highlight another reason why estate planning matters. Think about how our tax dollars are spent. Ever found yourself disagreeing with the government's decisions? After all, that's your hard-earned money they're allocating. If you've ever felt a disconnect there, it underscores the importance of proactive estate planning. It ensures your wealth stands for your beliefs and benefits those closest to you.
Estate planning might seem like a complex puzzle, but its importance can't be overstated. It's about more than just money. It's about your legacy, your values, and helping ensure your loved ones are taken care of. So don't navigate this journey alone. Let us guide you through the intricacies. Give us a call today to schedule your complimentary consultation at 888-800-1881. We're here to support and assist you every step of the way. And with that, I'm Charlie Gable.
And I'm Mike Doucette. Tune in next week for more Safe Money Strategies.
Kelly Financial Services. Go to kellyfinancial.org.
Joining us now, as she always does at this time, she is the co-founder, CEO, president of Kelly Financial Services. And as I always say, yes, that is her wonderful name, Kelly Kelly. Kelly, how are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I am good. Retirement is the dream, right? Travel, hobbies, more time with family. But what if your savings do not stretch as far as you thought? Nearly 60% of retirees say they've had to cut back on expenses, many because they underestimated their long-term financial needs. That's where smart planning with financial tools come in. Join us for our upcoming master's class, Annuities, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, on Tuesday, April 22nd and Thursday, April 24th. Where you'll learn how to create a more secure retirement plan. Don't leave your future to chance. Take control today. Seats are limited. To reserve your spot, give us a call or email Kelly at kellyfinancial.org. Jeff, I will continue this conversation with our Kelly advisors tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on Safe Money Strategies Radio. Do tune in or go to our website for our radio rewind. Jeff, have a wonderful weekend. My best to Grace and the kiddos.
Thank you. You too, Kelly. Have a wonderful weekend. Give my best to everybody at Kelly Financial. Okay, my friends, 888-800-1881. If you want to get a free copy of the guide or set up a retirement consultation, or if you prefer, you can email Kelly herself, Kelly at kellyfinancial.org. That's Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at kellyfinancial.org.
Safe Money Strategies. 888-800-1881.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, it's Bill Kelly. Welcome to our exclusive broadcast where you can lock in and find out what's going on. Opportunity matching, we call it. You think you're just listening to a radio show? Not the case, ladies and gentlemen. You are prospecting for possibilities, using your ears to allay your fears, and we want you to avoid radio frequency fatigue and focus on facts. And the one key question is now, is your money safe? How's retirement going? Are you going to be able to do it? Are you going to be able to exist in that retirement? And we use the GPS system, guidance, possibilities, and security. GPS, goals, potential, strategies, GPS. Think about that. It's something amazing that takes people some time to figure out, but the possibilities and potential, a proven pathway usually works best, don't you think? If you're going to go through the woods, if you're going to walk through a field and you see a pathway and it's well-worn and you see some alternatives that aren't as well-worn, then you'll say, well, I'm going to take the safe pathway. You're not sure what's at the other end. Robert Frost had a pathway, a poem. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. I took the one less traveled, and that made all the difference. But we don't want to do that in retirement. What could be a road less traveled? Well, quote unquote, I'm going into my basement, into seclusion. I'm going to learn everything about the market, and I'm going to day trade. That is a road less traveled. I'm going to call my brother-in-law, and we're going to figure out a portfolio of only ETFs. And what are ETFs? Well, ETFs are exchange-traded funds that are constructed to only mimic a market index or some type of index or performance vector. So that's what an ETF is. An ETF is a way to buy, let's say, gold without actually buying the physical gold. So it mimics the standard for which it is named. That's all it is. They don't have any special superpowers, and there's no special sauce when you're discussing an ETF, so be careful. It's like saying, I only buy REITs. Well, really? Do you know what the expenses are? Do you know what the liquidity is? Do you know what the risks are? And do you know what the potential rewards are? Well, we tend to overblow reward and we tend to underestimate risk. Risk is not a feeling of fear for you. Risk is not a feeling of uncertainty. Risk is something you're willing to undertake in order to increase your profit, increase your return. That's the only reason to take risk, is to have a higher reward. You can put that out on a risk-reward scatter plot, and guess what? You can actually determine that. If you can look at little dots on a chart, which you'll do if you visit with us at Kelly Financial Services, and if you do that, you'll be able to determine how much risk you want, how much you have, and how much more you may have than you think or less, and how much you overperform or underperform the market. So, one key question, am I going to make it through retirement? Key question. If you have a guide, if you have someone with experience, and me, I only have 23 years experience, that might be enough, and our staff, to talk with you about the goals, possibilities, and security of retirement, a great retirement, GPS, about the guidance, the potential, the prospects, the strategic and shielded methods, that's a GPS. So retirement is a path, a passage, a pilgrimage, a quest. We help you with the itinerary, the ticket, the journey, and the destination. Hopefully that destination is happiness. Don't you think that's important? I do. So you're listening to the show, and you're in a curiosity phase. What's in it for me, right? You're getting used to a familiar voice, and you're looking for key areas of expertise, and that's important. And maybe you're saying, what's in it for me? And that might impose upon you the desire to take action. Call in for a booklet. Take a survey or a test. Begin to match your needs to the solutions you hear. And then decide, maybe going it alone is not the right way. And maybe there is something I can do a little bit better than I've done. And those actions to improve or inspire could be a call-in from booklet. The Changing Face of Retirement is a booklet. It's much different than it was back when people didn't have portfolios. My grandfather had chickens. That was his retirement plan. They gave something back to him every day. And he told me, always do something where you're helping others with a necessity of life, with chickens, that being food, with investments, that being sustaining your life. And that's what I did. Thank you, Tim Murphy. Thank you, Graham. But that's what it's all about. So you take a survey, you do a test, you find out where you stand, and you begin to match your needs to the solutions that you're hearing week after week, year after year, month after month. That means you're connecting with us, you're converging at a specific point in time and a place on the map, and you're wondering if you can do better. Can you do better? Can I do better? And you're meeting the team. You're going to meet an impressive team of people and discovering a difference. There is a difference. and we all know it when we're driving a particular type of car, buying a particular type of home in a particular neighborhood. And that's what happens when we are choosy, when we select what we want. 888-800-1881. Safe Money Strategies, the workbook. 888-800-1881. Get yours.
Call Kelly Financial Services, 888-800-1881.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Whether you're in your 60s, 70s, or 80s, financial advice is important when it comes to preserving your nest egg. We have a free investor guide called Designing Your Fiscal House to Weather the Elements, which highlights the steps needed to build a balanced portfolio. For the guide, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly at kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Senior Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. 888-800-1881.
The news break is coming up, and during the break, take the time to give a call at 888-800-1881 and make that all-important first step to secure your retirement future. Talk things through with a financial advisor about any aspect of retirement or money management, whether it's your portfolio, concerns about health care, or if you're tossing around the idea of relocating or maybe helping out with your grandchildren's college. You see, a financial advisor isn't only about the stock market. That's only a portion of the job description. And in the end, you'll be amazed at how very small adjustments over time can have enormous results when it's time to retire. In fact, these adjustments can be the difference of when you can retire, or in some cases, whether you can retire at all. So call us at 888-800-1881 or visit us at kellyfinancial.org and raise a toast to your financial future. 888-800-1881, Kelly Financial Services with offices in Braintree and Burlington. All right, see you next week.
All opinions expressed by the host, his guests, or employees of Kelly Financial Services are solely their own and do not reflect the opinions of Kelly Financial Services. Information has been obtained from sources deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. The information provided is general in nature and is not intended to be specific investment, tax, or legal advice. It is always advisable to consult a professional before making a financial decision. The host is a client of Kelly Financial Services. In exchange for hosting the Safe Money Strategies show and providing testimonials of his personal experience as a client of Kelly Financial Services, Kelly has waived the host's advisory fee in full. Because of this arrangement where the host receives compensation in the form of a fee waiver, the host has an incentive to recommend Kelly Financial Services, resulting in a material conflict of interest. Radio.